You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I'm Lewis Wallace. One of the arguments in favor of the Affordable Care Act was that it would reduce dependency on emergency rooms by covering more people with basic preventive care. Now, millions of people are newly covered by Obamacare, so are emergency departments seeing a slowdown? Not so much. I took a look at where ER visits are going and some new options that are available. On the street in downtown Dayton, Rebecca Jacobson says before Obamacare,
I didn't have health care. I didn't have anything.
She's racked up thousands in medical bills. Now she's on Medicaid. Ohio's one of the 27 states that expanded that program with federal funds. She was in the emergency room just last month, admittedly not for the most serious problem.
I thought I had lice, and I didn't.
The symptoms?
My head was itching and they just said I have dandruff.
An ER visit for dandruff. This is just the kind of situation some people will point to and say that's burdening the whole system. Jacobson says she would have gone to a regular doctor to see if she had lice, but it was the middle of the night and the ER trip didn't cost her anything. Up the road at Miami Valley Hospital, Dr. Darren Pangalangan, an emergency doctor with the Premier Health Network, says he thinks people should be able to use an ER when they need to, or think they need to.
You cannot go to your family doctor at midnight. They're not open at midnight.
The big Obamacare question, though, is this. Will people actually depend on ERs less for basic care once they're insured, driving costs down for everyone? Or will more people, like Rebecca Jacobson, go to the ER because, well, now they can?
The cost of going to the emergency department might be a major deterrent for the uninsured.
Catherine Baker is a Harvard health economist who worked on a study of new Medicaid recipients in Oregon. She found that people who got on Medicaid then went to the ER more.
Once they have access to insurance, they can go to the emergency department without being concerned about being presented with an enormous bill at the end.
Howard Mell with the American College of Emergency Physicians says many of his members are seeing more traffic, though ER visits were already on the rise.
Most emergency departments have actually seen an increase in the amount of people coming through the door. It's not a huge increase, but it's certainly noticeable.
But another study in Massachusetts found expanding to near universal health coverage led to less people using emergency rooms in cases where it wasn't really an emergency. So overall, the jury is still out. Some 13 million people are just now settling into having health insurance, either through Medicaid or the ACA exchange. It's not clear yet how all those people might use the ER differently. But the county health system in Cleveland, MetroHealth, has already been reducing ER use. Dr. James Misak says as they expanded Medicaid to 30,000 new patients,
we didn't just give them a Medicaid card and say, here you go. We said, now let's get you hooked up with a primary care physician. Let's get you into care.
He says they offer drop-in clinics and what's called managed care, where your primary care doctor or nurse helps you navigate the system and avoid unnecessary costs or trips to the ER for avoidable problems. And health networks like Premier and Dayton are trying to offer some alternatives to ERs. Catherine Lorenz is a doctor at what's called an after-hours clinic in Troy. They're open from 5 to 9 p.m. and on weekends.
You can walk in up to the last minute and we would see you.
The clinic helps folks who can't get a quick appointment with a family doctor for something acute like back pain, poison ivy, or lice. It's a less costly option than an ER for sure. But Lorenz also says there are things she can't do for patients here.
A lot of times I'm arm wrestling them to go to the ER and telling them, yes, you must pay your copay and get in there because you have a life-threatening illness.
Right. It's not like most people are in a huge rush to go to an emergency room. Take Roberta Gillum, who I meet on her way to the bus in Dayton. She says she recently got Medicaid and she's been taking advantage of it by getting preventive care, not by going to the ER.
I've had my pap smear, I had my mammograms, had my dentures, my x-rays, and getting ready to get me a partial. It's been a blessing.
It's the safety net she's grateful for.
When anybody can get insurance, you know they're happy to have insurance, especially the ones that can't afford insurance.
And emergency care is really just one small piece of the puzzle. More people getting coverage is likely to mean more use of all kinds of health services. The basic economic principle is when something becomes cheaper for people, they use more of it. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.